first, though. The old city of Damascus is one of the best-preserved examples of how life in the Middle East used to be. But now some in Syria fear that the old city is losing its charm as it tries to cater to tourists. The World's Aaron Schachter reports from the Syrian capital.
In the Souk Metat Basha on Strait Street, it isn't hard to imagine Damascus the way it used to be. The wide street is still made of cobblestones. Shoppers compete with push carts and bicycles for space. The rows of shops are more like cubbyholes than real stores, selling olive oil soap, spices from the Far East, oriental carpets, and old brass lamps. But the local clientele is rapidly dwindling. Damascus has just opened yet another shiny new mall, the city's fifth. Nader Darkal's family has been selling spices and natural remedies on this street for 250 years. He says people these days seem to prefer Western stores and food courts over the old city. Darkal says, my business isn't really down because tourists are replacing regular customers. I definitely see a change in clientele, but this place, Souk Metat Basha, is very famous, and so is my shop, so people will always come. People are coming to the old city. In fact, they're flocking here. Just a few years ago, there was a handful of upscale restaurants and a single boutique hotel launched by a Syrian entrepreneur. Now, restaurants are everywhere, and chains are opening fancy hotels and renovated Damascene houses. Waad Mahana is creator of a foundation aimed at saving the old city, called the Heart of Damascus. He worries that the world's oldest inhabited city will soon become just a tourist trap. More shops catering to tourists mean fewer places where residents can buy groceries or medicine.
If we don't care about Syrian people, about Damascene people, what will happen? We'll start to lose inhabitants quickly.
But some are perfectly happy to see the old city change. Mohammed Hani Halaf has had a shop here for 30 years, and he's ecstatic. Halaf says, I also have a factory that makes oriental handicrafts, so all the new tourist stores will buy from me. I'd love for the old city here to become like the Khan Khalili market in Cairo, a showplace for tourists. But the new restaurants here also cater to Damascus residents as well. They're not just for tourists, he says. But others say a delicate balance needs to be struck. Rampant commercialism isn't the answer, but neither is leaving things the way they were. Naim Zabita says 2 decades ago, the old city was a dump.
People started wanting to leave the old town, but nobody was interested in buying. Now it's the other way around completely. The houses have become very, very expensive. And the same people, the same inhabitants, are now wanting to leave because they're getting very good price for their houses.
Zabita is an architect who has helped renovate numerous old houses, including the original boutique hotel. He says the city is working on a master plan to balance competing commercial and residential interests. But the fact is, the historic old city will change.
Well, it's not correct to leave the life as it was before just because tourists would like to see it as it is. We're not in a zoo here. This is life, and life is in continuous progress. People would like to make money, would like to feel that they're living the modern life.
Zabita doesn't want to compromise on at least one thing. He's working hard to ensure that people who do renovate old buildings adhere to the look and feel of the ancient city. And that's become easier to do over the past few years. Because of the renovation boom in the old city, craftsmen are producing more and more products to make the renovated buildings look like the real thing. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter, Damascus, Syria.